1 o'clock hour. I am Brian Chapman, 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. This show is pretty simple. Michigan lost 56-27. Another blowout loss. Last year they lost by 23. This year they lose by 29. They give up 56 points, which is the exact same number of points that Ohio State scored against Rutgers. Yeah. I think that if Michigan is serious about their rivalry with Ohio State, they will fire Jim Harbaugh. They've lost 15 out of 16. They've lost all five with Harbaugh as a head coach. Four of the five losses have been by double digits. Three of the five losses have been by at least 23 points. The average margin of victory for Ohio State against Michigan with Jim Harbaugh as the head coach of Michigan is 19 points. 19 points. I don't think that should be acceptable if meeting or beating Ohio State is a hallmark of your program. If it's not a hallmark of your program, if you don't take the rivalry with Ohio State seriously, then I think it's okay to keep Jim Harbaugh and say, hey, we got 9 or 10 wins per year. Just had a caller, Gloria, a very animated and very interesting caller, say that in part it was because people like me and others in the media keep on saying that Jim Harbaugh is on the hot seat and he has to win this game. And if he doesn't win this game, Harbaugh's going to be fired and the players are running through a wall for him. And they just keep on choking and making mistakes because they want to win so badly for Harbaugh. And it's on the players. Well, who brings in the players? Who doesn't prepare them to not choke against the Buckeyes if you believe what Gloria believed? It's Harbaugh. Ohio State has a bunch of pressure, too, and they are a well-oiled machine, although their pass defense was leaky in the first half. I'm not going to sit here and give Jim Harbaugh an excuse. I'm not going to sit here and say that the players should take all the... I mean, look, obviously the players are playing. But Jim Harbaugh is doing the coaches. He's preparing them all game or all week for this game, all season for this game. He's recruiting players to try to win this game, and they're not even close. They get embarrassed regularly by this team. Now, on Friday night, I had a show the day before the game against Ohio State. And I asked you guys, what is the biggest reason Michigan has a shot? And my biggest reason was their wide receiver play. But I also said, what is the biggest reason Michigan will ultimately lose the game? My answer was not coaching. My answer was not recruiting. My answer was not Buckeyes are going to cheat. My answer was not the dishonest media like myself is just too hard on Harbaugh and the players and they're just going to choke because of it. My answer was that Ohio State always cares more about the game than Michigan does. That's not what I said was the only reason, but I said it was the biggest reason why Michigan will ultimately lose the game. Because Ohio State always cares more about the game than Michigan does, and there's no question about it. That's why they always bring their best effort to the football field for their final regular season game of the year. I always say that Buckeye fans get excited for years like next year and other leap years because they have an extra day to hate Michigan. Michigan fans don't think that way. Michigan players and coaches don't think that way. Now, when I said that not coaching, not recruiting, but Ohio State caring more about the rivalry was the biggest, not only, but biggest reason why Michigan will ultimately lose the game. When I said that on Friday night, some of you guys agreed with me and said that, yeah, Ohio State does care more. But a lot of you guys scoffed. A lot of you guys called me names. A lot of you guys said, I don't know anything about football. I don't know anything about Michigan players. And then some of you said that Michigan had a chance to win while I said Michigan was going to get blown out. Now, not only was I right about Michigan getting blown out, but I was right about Ohio State caring more. Forget about what Jim Harbaugh said after the game where he was defiant and saying, yes, we want to win this game. Getting very terse with a reporter who was asking him if he wants to win the game enough. I mean, obviously, that's what he's going to say. But check out what Deep South Buckeyes quarterback Justin Fields said after the game. Quote, I just think we take it more serious than they do. We prepare for it all year. We're preparing for them next year right now. I think it means more at Ohio State. End quote. He also said that he knows several Michigan players and, quote, I just know the things we do in terms of workouts and how serious we take it at Ohio State. Talking to those guys and kind of getting their perspective on things, I definitely see that we take it way more serious. That's Justin Fields, quarterback of Ohio State. Now, look, you know, one of my favorite hashtags is hashtag never trust a Buckeye. So maybe he's lying. But if he's not, he's saying he's talked to Michigan players. He knows how they prepare for the rivalry. And obviously, being on the team, talking to his teammates, he knows how they prepare for the rivalry. This is his first year in the game after transferring from Georgia. And he knows how seriously they take the rivalry and can compare that with what he's hearing with respect to how Michigan is preparing for the rivalry. He says they take it more seriously. Now, look, you don't want to believe a big radio star like me, that's fine. But now you've got a player in the game who backs up my point. 248-539-9797 and ticket text 97136. Do you now believe, after seeing another blowout loss for Michigan against Ohio State, after hearing Justin Fields say that Ohio State football takes the rivalry way more seriously than Michigan does, do you now believe that Michigan fans, players, and coaches don't take the rivalry with Ohio State as seriously as Ohio State takes the rivalry? Is that fair? Or is that just Justin Fields rubbing salt in the wounds? Is that just the dopey individual on the radio spewing nonsense as usual? And also, is that a big part of the problem for Michigan? Or is that just 1% of the issue, with the biggest issue being coaching, recruiting, and X's and O's? 248-539-9797 and ticket text 97136. I think it is an issue, and I think it's a big issue. I don't want to hear from anybody that says, oh, Chapman, you said it was the only issue, because I clearly did not say that. It's not the only issue. Coaching, recruiting, X's and O's, all that stuff plays a part in it. But it is an issue and a big one, because Ohio State does care more about the game. They have cared more about the game for years. And it doesn't seem like much, if anything, is being done to change the way that Michigan, its fans, and its players and coaches go about this rivalry. It is a major problem. It's a factor when you look at the last 16 years. It's a factor going back even further than that, because remember what happened when the sneak in the sweater vest Jim Tressel got hired? Remember? Everybody does. One of his first acts was to go to center court of an Ohio State basketball game and give a speech. And in that speech, he guaranteed a win against Michigan. And if I'm not mistaken, it was a win against Michigan in Ann Arbor. He guaranteed a win. And what happened? His first game as head coach of Ohio State, they won. He was thinking about beating Michigan immediately after he got the job and in his first public address to the Buckeye Nation. He wasn't saying, hey, we're going to have a good team. Hey, we're going to try to win some Big Ten championships. Hey, we're going to win 9-10 games a year. He said, no, we're going to beat Michigan. And they did. Now, did Backwoods Rich Rod guarantee a win? Did Brady Hoke guarantee a win? Did J.R. Block M. Harbaugh do that? No. Hoke appeared to be the most serious about the game. His players said that they ended practice saying beat Ohio. Backwoods Rich Rod was talking about, oh, Michigan, Ohio State's the same as, West Virginia versus Pitt. Now, Harbaugh's played in the game and he's coached in the game, so I'm not going to sit here and say he doesn't take it seriously. But as seriously as they do it at Ohio State, the fan base and the players as seriously as they do at Ohio State? I don't think so, and I think that's an issue. 248-539-9797 is the phone number. Ticket text 97136. Justin Fields says, hey, the Buckeyes take the rivalry more seriously than the Wolverines do. Is that fair or not? And is that a factor or not? I am Brian Chapman, 97.1 The Ticket.